Okay, lunchtime social for a Tuesday. We've got Hannah Banana Barker in, but today the lunchtime social is more about Toby.
Yeah.
Gilliam.
Mm-hmm.
Do you got a middle name?
Paul.
Paul?
Yeah.
Toby Paul Gilliam, this is your life. I'm joking. No, it's about you, because you are 15.
Yeah.
You go to school in East Cowes.
I love what studio school.
Which shuts down later this year, which is a travesty.
Yeah, I know.
Because I like what they're doing. They have you come out on a Tuesday and learn work experience.
Which is also what helps me with what we're going to talk about as well.
Mm. Mm. So, it is about... Because I've got this bee in my bonnet, and I have done for years, and I know that there'll be many a teacher out there that will even agree with me, that what we've got in place, and I'm not having a go at the schools, because this comes from homes as well as schools.
Yeah.
But what we've got in place, what we've got that's got to be implemented, and you're told by politicians to do, I don't think is good enough. I personally think that it's not fit for purpose anymore, because there's more and more youngsters that are coming through school and learning poetry, which is lovely. Don't get me wrong, I'm not down on poetry, but when you get to the end of it and leave school, the best thing that can happen is you're in a much better position to take on the outside world, get a job, and so on. And I don't think that that's in place at the moment. And that's not having... I'm not having to go at the teachers, because, you know, I think they're doing what they've always done, and that is teach certain things, and certain things you'll keep, certain things it'll be useful. But I just have this problem with the world is changing, and we're not changing, and we're going to be in the same situation as we were, because we're going to... the whole thing's on repeat. The reason why we're in debt is because we weren't taught enough about debt management, money, that sort of thing. And if we don't learn from that mistake that we've made, the whole thing is just going to happen again. One of the things that the youngsters actually come in and say, I want to learn more about, is APR. And I haven't got a clue what APR is.
But if
you had a clue what APR is, you may be able to avoid going into debt at some point. But anyway, that's it. It's over to you. I've said my bit. What's your thoughts on that so far?
Well, obviously, like, I agree with what you said in that there. But I think as well, it's just, I'm scared as well about what's going to happen, how I'm going to learn this stuff. It's because obviously the teachers aren't going to teach you it. And I know that my sister finished school and she never spoke about that in schools that we've been to. But it's just, like I said about the poetry, you get taught poetry, which you will most, probably 99% of everyone that goes to school probably never use. It's not a bad thing. Poetry is a good thing, but it's not going to get you through life.
No.
It's not going to pay your bills. It's not going to teach you teach you about mortgages, things like that. And I think at schools we need to be more aware of what we're going to have in our daily lives, and what we need to learn for when we get that big job that we want.
Well, just say for instance, I mean, I probably was probably a little bit more streetwise than you, age 15, because I was cooking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was out a lot, late, learning things from people that were classed as big brothers and things like that, and so on. And, you know, I would come home and cook my own omelette. You know, I would chop and fry and so on and so forth. And you were mentioning just now about cooking. I said, could you cook? And you said, only if I can use the oven. So I'm guessing that's out of a packet, pie in the oven, and, you know, 25 minutes, job done. But it's not okay. You said you could chop the veg up, you could peel it, you could chop it, but you're just not sure about cooking it.
Yeah.
Well, you're halfway there, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
And it is just a case of someone needs to show you. I don't necessarily think that comes wholly from schools. I think that comes from parents as well.
Yeah, that part, parents, definitely, yeah.
Big brothers, big sisters, that sort of thing. And I think we're all involved here. We've all got to make a difference. We've all got to, you know, I look at you and I think you're quite a switched-on lad. In some ways you seem a lot older than your years, But I've got to be honest with you, I'm slightly shocked that you wouldn't know how to cook some veg.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, my son phoned me up, age 16, 17, and said something about rice, which panicked us. How do you cook rice? I've got it in the pan now. What do I do with it? Have you got it on? Yes. What's the rice actually in? It's in a pan. What's in the pan with the rice? Nothing. What do you mean you're just cooking it dry? No, stop. Pull it off now. Stop. Put some water in it. Put a cupful of water in at least. How much rice have you put in? Cupful. To put two cupfuls of water in. It's basics. And that's kind of scary. We had this vision of him burning the house down.
Oh, no.
And you know, that made me think, well, hang on a minute. You didn't do your job properly, Ian. Because, you know, he didn't know how to cook rice. Okay, not everyone. I mean, rice is quite... let's be honest. Some people will find rice really, really easy to cook. Other people will struggle with rice because it's how much water and how much you do it for and so on and so forth. But if you start with the basics, you should be all right. So just say, for instance, let's learn the basics here. What have you learned to cook?
I can cook pasta. That's easy.
Okay.
I can cook bacon and sausages. And like barbecues I can do as well.
Right.
But I kind of just taught myself to do. Because it's not that hard.
Did you ever get a buzz from cooking?
Sometimes. Depends what I'm cooking.
Okay. Because we were saying this earlier on. You said you wanted a role in media. That's what you want to do, which is fine. But you'll find in life, as you go through these things, you might find something that you actually enjoy doing and you think, hang on, I've got a buzz for this. I've got an idea, you know, that I can make, how I can make this better. So you, by learning how to cook, you might find yourself, this is really interesting. It's not just a case of survival. There's an interest in it. There's an interest to it and so on. And you can take that and make that even bigger. And stumble upon the idea of, here, hang on a minute, I won't mind being a chef.
Yeah.
It's those kind of things. And if we just make life a little bit more interesting, i.e., if we talk about APR and we talk about banks and we talk about money, you then think, well, hang on a minute, I'm hooking in some people here that might want to work in a bank. They might want to, you know, work this side of the counter, that side of the counter, and so on. All of a sudden, you're making it more interesting. What do you know about APR?
Nothing really.
I've got to be honest with you. I don't even know what it stands for.
Yeah, me.
I don't care. But that's sad because here I am. I'm 53. I'm still paying for the house that I live in. And if I'd have bought the house, which I bought a flat back in 1985, and just continued to live in that flat, I would have paid for it by now. So I've made mistakes. Like many people, I've made mistakes. What we don't want to do is sit back and watch the next generation make the same mistakes, get into the same debts because they don't understand how the system works. And that's it in a nutshell. We keep being told that there's no money for this, there's no money for that. And a lot of it is because we don't learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
And all we're going to do is this next generation will come in. They won't learn mortgages. They won't learn APR. They won't learn. So we're just going round and round and round. And I'm not hearing that from many people. I'm only hearing that from the youngsters.
Yeah.
Because most of the kids that come in here and do the four Ps, they're asked for a topic, and that's the topic that they want to talk about. The stuff that they're taught in schools is not getting them ready for the outside world. Now, if the kids are saying it, there must be something in it. But the other people are not saying it. Governments, politicians, I think the teachers are saying it. But they're not saying it because it comes down to numbers and ticks in columns. And I don't think that's right. And I don't think that youngsters your age deserve better now. Not just to be a tick in a column. You've learned how to do poetry. You've learned how to do English. I'm saying English is important. Maths is important. Have you ever done long division?
Yeah, but I'm not very good at it.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't even... I remember doing it. And what's the other thing? Algebra.
Yeah. I do algebra, yeah.
I'm not knocking algebra. I'm not knocking long division. Mm. But if you know the basics in maths, and I mean, the basics in maths, how much are you getting paid? How much are your bills? Can you work out that your bills are higher than what you're getting paid? Because that's when it comes down to it. That's when you need your maths.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of things you need to carry on. Now, I'm pretty bog standard. I'm not the most intelligent bloke in the world. but I've got loads and loads of common sense. And maybe that's something you can't teach people, but that to me is the common sense approach. Mm. You need to know the differences, what you've got coming in and what you've got going out, and be able to add up the two and how much you're in profit.
Yeah.
Or how much you've got to spend on other things. That to me is, that's it, isn't it?
Yes, well...
It's not rocket science. What other things do you feel that you're not being taught?
I think, as well, it's... Like, when you get cars and stuff, and how to actually get one, how to learn, how to, like... I think we should... But about driving tests, I was going to say, about driving tests.
Right.
And driving, we don't really get told about anything like that, about vehicles, like... When I first got on a bus, I had to figure that out for myself. They never tell you stuff about just everyday life, really. They never tell you about stuff that's going on in the world as well. Or charities as well. But I never really get spoken about charities at school.
Okay.
And I think we just get taught about... It's been like this for a long time, obviously. Yeah. I think we just get taught about... It's more or less people's lives that go to school, learn, go home. It's nothing like go to school, learn about things that you can use your everyday life. I think it's not practical. I think when we get into the job we've wanted, it's all about experience. And at that age, you don't have any, because we're just getting taught English, maths, science. We're not getting taught about the subject we went, about the job we went into.
Yeah.
So I think that's one big part that everyone struggles on.
How much of a difference, how different is it? Because your parents, how old are your parents?
Early 40s.
Early 40s. So you must talk to them about it. Has anything changed since they were at school?
I think literally just the discipline. That's it.
Okay.
It's all been the same.
The discipline has lapsed, hasn't it? There's not so much discipline.
No.
Or is there? Is there more discipline now?
No, it's not.
Because there used to be that... And I'm not saying that that's you know, you've got the threat of the cane or the slipper or whatever. I'm not saying that that's the answer. But what I am saying is it, you know, again, if we're not careful, we just... the history just repeats itself.
Yeah.
We, you know, you want somebody to come in and be switched on when it comes to APR. Switched on when it comes to mortgages, purchasing a car, and those kind of things. When it comes down to, you know, cooking healthy food, what have we got? I mean, we're told too many times that we're overweight, we eat too much sugar, and we don't do this and we don't do that. Should those things be taught in schools, or should they be, you know, should I think those are the sorts of things that maybe should be, you know, they're a joint effort. Parents tell you as well what's good. I mean, years ago we'd have somebody saying, if you smoke, you know, it's going to be bad for you.
Yeah.
If you drink, it's bad for you. If you do this, it's bad for you. That's all that was said. Nothing was really explained. And I think that's what we've got to do. We've got to go back to the drawing board and maybe explain a few things. And I'm not saying that people don't do this, because there's a hell of a lot of people that do, but not enough.
Well, I think... Obviously, this isn't just me stating my opinion. It's everyone across, well, the world, really. But...
Well, you say the world. I mean, I can only see, you know, the island. Take the island. You know, the Isle of Wight has changed dramatically in the last few years.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of changes. And it's tougher for peeps on the Isle of Wight to go and get a job. When you think of... I said to you a little while ago, the average house price, £215,000. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that I don't trust that. I don't believe that that is the average, because there's two ways of working out an average. I bet you, like they say, the average wage is about £20,000. I bet you that's not, because there's more people, and you need to be aware of this. There's more people that are doing 15 hours a week now. Years ago, a lot of people used to do 40 hours a week. A lot of people now are doing 15 hours a week. So that has got to play a major part in average wages. And the average wages seems to be going up and going up. And it's not. It's not going up. It should be coming down, because there's more people on the 15 hours a week. Which means that you're going to struggle to have a mortgage. especially if it's the average, which is 215,000. Now, I believe it's someone in the region of around 115,000 pounds. Even then,
still quite a lot, though.
There you were saying, you know, don't think I'm having a go at you, but there you were saying, I'll be having a place of my own in 5 or 6 years' time.
Longer than that, wouldn't it?
And you say, I don't know. I don't want to be negative, and I don't want to give you the wrong impression, but I just think, really? In my day, that would have happened. Definitely. Mm. Because it did. I left home at 20. I could afford a mortgage. Not a problem. Could I afford a mortgage now?
Mm.
Doubt it, because the house prices were totally different. When I first bought my house in 1980, or flat, two-bedroom flat in 1986, brand new, £22,000. That's all.
Yeah.
£22,000. Mm. That same flat was on the market 5 years ago for about £126,000. And you think, that's how much has changed. Do you see the wages changing that much? Not really.
No.
Really not. And that is the issue. And it's not... Those are the sorts of things that we ought to be aware of.
Mm.
And it ain't rocket science. It really isn't. Now, Hannah's 25?
24.
Sorry. And your sister's 18?
Yeah.
And you said earlier on that... Your mind is split when it comes down to whether she learnt the things that she should have learnt. Has your sister left school now?
Yeah.
Okay. Has she got a job?
Yeah, she does work at a nail beautician.
Right.
So she pretty up on her stuff than me and my old. They say that we were at her age.
Right.
But she still needs that a little bit of help.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say a little bit of help, is that financially or some kind of assistance?
No. I need some assistance, obviously, because I have got learning problems, but her into it financially.
Right.
Yeah.
So there she is, she's 18, she's got a job, and, you know, I knew so many people age of 18, they were leaving school, they were leaving, getting a job, and they were leaving home within a couple of years. They got their own house, mortgage, and so on and so forth. And you think, what are the chances of your sister, aged 18, leaving home and buying a place by herself in the next 5 years? High or low?
Low.
Very low.
Yeah.
And she's not alone.
Saying that, my older sister left home when she was 15, and she had a place of her own.
Okay, how long ago was that, though? How old is she now?
27.
Oh, right, okay, so it was quite recent. Okay, probably around the same time that they sort of said, right, okay, after, things are difficult now, more difficult for mortgages and things, because they've tied you down. Years ago, it was a little bit easier to get a mortgage, because you could sort of say, look, well, I'm earning a lot more than I am. Nowadays, everything's nailed down and you're going to struggle. And I say, so it's not going to be very easy for you guys. So what, you've written some stuff down there. What have you written down there?
I found a fact that there's a study case showing that 1 in 4 graduates on their first year of working quit because they've got the qualifications, but they just haven't got the experience.
Yeah.
And they struggle a lot with it, so they actually leave.
Yeah, going back to the experience, just say for instance, and this is, I'm really, really disappointed that your school is going to close, because I like the ethos of it. When you get to a certain age, and you've been coming to us for the best part of a year, so when you were 14, you were coming in and doing work experience once a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so that kind of makes you a little bit more switched on than some. Okay, because you're going into a workplace and so on and so forth. You know what's expected.
Yeah, well...
And then by shutting that school later this year, that stops everything. that stops that, that there's so many kids that are going out and benefiting from that, and you just think that one thing that will stand you in good stead. Just say, for instance, if you then, age 18, came to or went into a place of work and said, you know, I would like a job, and you know, I've got some experience of what have you done? Well, this is what I've done. I've worked as you know, on radio. I've done this. I've done that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be probably more confident, and you know, your timekeeping, and you've got something on your CV. That then they will go and think, right, okay. So who would I rather have? Somebody with, you can't do the job yet, but you've got experience of the workplace or a workplace. So that puts you a step ahead of some. Whereas, okay, we got little Billy here who doesn't have any work experience, but he's really, really intelligent. But does he have common sense? Does he know what it's like to work in a workplace?
Exactly.
And I say, so you are one step ahead. Even by doing work experience aged 14, which, I'll be honest with you, I don't think anybody has done that for a regular basis. I don't think, not other schools. They would do a week of work experience.
Yeah.
And what do you learn in a week? A little bit. What do you learn over a period of a year coming in once a week?
A lot.
Well, hopefully a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've got to be honest with you, when you first came in to how you are now, you've changed.
Yeah.
There's more confidence. There's more about you. I could, you know, the difference between sitting on your backside and doing nothing, whereas trying to do something and helping yourself. And I think that's a, when it comes down to young people leaving school and going into full-time education, that's, or full-time work,
yeah,
that's the big bugbear for people. Because just say, for instance, I'm going to employ you. I don't want you sat on your backside. Oh, right, okay, you're one of those people that's been doing work for a period of time, so you know that rule, that thing. You don't go in and sit down and wait for somebody to give you a job. You get on with things. You do things, and that comes with experience. So you have got the experience, but it's only because your school has taken it upon themselves to loan you out to places like this to do work experience. But that stops. So the one positive thing that you've got going on, they're putting paid to, which is a bit sad, really sad. What else have you got written down? Because it's about you, not me, not my opinions.
Well, I just wrote down like the main three subjects to kind of remind me about, like, when we were just talking about it. But I've got as well, what was it like when you were younger? Was it the same as, did you get taught life skills?
No,
was it not get anything taught about mortgages and stuff like that?
No, I did commerce. But I don't ever.
What's commerce?
It's business studies.
Okay, shall we?
No, it's business studies. But I didn't learn anything from it. Not really.
Shall we? I was warning you,
you cheeky monkey. I don't think we did have enough. You must have lessons where you have you know, learn about life itself and so on.
Yeah. Well,
what do they call that?
Actually, we're doing a course at the school. I mean, this is what I was going to say as well later on in the debate or the lunchtime social discussion. Yes.
Discussion, thank you.
And we're actually getting taught a course now, and it's a financial course, and it is going over. It's not overly going over it, but it's a little bit going over mortgages and things like that. So we're actually getting taught about life skills, but I'd rather be taught more, though, and go expand out to different things, which kind of been taught about financial stages of life.
So you're doing a financial thing, but you still don't know anything about APR?
No, I mean, this is the first year of doing it, because we were going to start last year, but we didn't. We started this year, so I haven't had much experience in it, but
okay.
I hope we do.
Do you know what? I went down to, and I was amazed. And there'll be people that out there that would know this, and I think, yeah, so what's the big deal here? I went down Osborne House at the weekend. Never been there before.
Yeah.
Never been there before, and can highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's good.
We didn't actually go in the big house. We went to this. There's a house where Albert, Prince Albert, bit of history, married to Queen Victoria. You knew that.
Yeah.
He built the house, or designed the house. had it built, Osborne House, and then they had this other playhouse for the kids, because they had about 9 kids, lots of kids.
Yeah.
And what was lovely, if you visit, and I didn't know this, if you go down there and it's like there's this massive house, a big house, and then there's another little house, but it's still big. And in the house were lots of rooms where they were doing lots of things. And basically, he was teaching them how to exist, survive, and showing them the value of money. When you get there, the first thing you're greeted by was I think there were 9 kids, so there was 9 like mini allotments, and they would grow flowers and they would sell flowers. Yeah. They would grow veg and they would sell the veg, and it was given to them so they would earn the money, and then they would choose a charity to give the money to. And everything in the place had everything in this house had a place, had a thought process behind it, so that he could teach those 9 kids how to survive, the value of money, and so on. And I thought, that was 100 or so years ago.
Yeah.
And what do we actually do that now? Not really. Mm. He was way ahead of his time. Mm. And you just think, why haven't we done that? Why haven't we done that? Why can't we teach those kind of things? And I know that it doesn't always come down to schools. It comes down to parents too. Parents need to play a major part in this. It's not a case of we pass the buck to the schools. It has to come from both schools and at home as well. But what a brilliant thing that these youngsters were doing all of these things, and they led a privileged life, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But they were doing stuff that, you know, normal people were doing. And they were learning so much. They had their own garden, which they looked after. They grew, you know, veg. They sold the veg. They then had money to do with what they were. Most of the time they gave their money to charity and stuff. But what a lovely thing that is.
Yeah.
Would you know where to start? Be honest. Would you know? Just say, for instance, if you thought, right, I'm going to grow some veg.
I think I would know somewhat to start, because it all goes to experience with my granddad when he grows a lot of veg, and he's got an allotment up round by his house, and he's got his greenhouse in his garden, and he has taught us a little bit, but yeah, I think I could do it because of the life skills I've been taught there.
Good for you. And that comes from your granddad.
Yeah.
So it's kind of missed the generation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Granddads were so good. And grandmothers, because grandmothers would probably teach you how to cook. I'm not saying mothers, you know, but it's a case of that generation, that skipper generation and go back one. That was probably the last time these kind of things happened.
Yeah.
You know, that you're getting taught how to cook. And I'm not saying parents don't teach. Is that you? Is that you, Snuffy? You got a cold?
No.
Skip the generation, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad. We've got to go back to that. We've got to install that. The sad thing is there you are, 15. You can chop the veg, but you can't cook it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to have to learn, aren't I? I'm
going
to have to learn.
Yeah. Honestly, when watching your grandparents cook a meal, 9 times out of 10 it would be a roast dinner.
Yes.
Art form. Absolute art form. The fact that You chop up your veg, you put it in the, you know, and boil it up, and then you use that water for the gravy.
Yeah.
Because it's got all the vitamins in and so on and so forth. All those things are not, you know, I'm not saying in every household, but in a lot of, it's not being passed on. It's stopped for whatever reason. And I say, I strongly believe that we're shooting ourselves in the foot here, because we're not passing these things on, and we need to pass them on, and we need to make sure that when you leave school, because that's the ultimate, when you leave school, you need to have as much knowledge as you possibly can and common sense to get you through the next stage, get yourself a job, look after yourself, health-wise. You know, when you do eventually leave home, you need to be able to look after yourself. So you need to wash your clothes. Could you do that?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Come on, talk us through it.
So, wait, do you want me to talk about how to wash clothes?
Yeah, how are you doing it?
So, I get all the clothes. We've got a light wash and a dark wash basket. I take them out, and then I'll put them in the washing machine, and then I'll put it on a quick wash, and then put the washing detergent in.
Yeah.
And then start when it's finished, I'll go and put it into the tumble dryer.
Okay. Are you aware of temperatures?
Sort of, but Mum usually just says put it on a quick wash. unless there's not many clothes there, and then she'll put it on a different setting. Okay. But I forgot what it's called.
Colours? Non-fast colours? All that kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, blacks and whites don't mix. Yeah. On a high temperature. So.
Okay. So you got a rough idea of how it all works. Okay. Brilliant. What about a dishwasher?
We don't have a dishwasher.
You wash up?
Yeah.
Do you know what? The worst thing we ever got, dishwasher. Best thing we ever got, but the worst thing we ever got as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I remember when my wife and I got together, we didn't have a dishwasher. One would wash, she would wash, I would wipe. And you'd have a conversation, you'd be talking to each other about your day and so on and so forth. Now it's just a case of load the dishwasher and it's done. It's kind of sad because it's taken away the art of it. Now, do you do the washing at home?
Sometimes, yeah, when I cook, like a couple of weeks ago, I made a cottage pie with my mum.
Right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I did a washing up then.
Did you enjoy cooking?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, with my mummy, yes. It's like, bonding time. And I make cakes.
Right.
Too.
What sort of cakes?
Sponge.
Could you do it by yourself now? Is she showing you enough? Or is she could you do it yourself?
I need her to observe.
Observe.
Me. In case.
But there'll come a time when you could do it yourself.
Yeah.
Do you make cakes?
Yeah, I used to, but I don't do it as much anymore. It's more we do it in the summer.
Right, okay. What other things have you got on your list there of things that you can't do but you want to do? Or preventing you from being, you know, the person that you want to be?
I think... I would like to learn... I know it's a bit early now, but... get a grip of driving before I actually start my driver's test.
What do you know about driving then?
Well, I know how I can hear the engine and when you have to change gears and stuff.
When I was your age, I did cycling proficiency.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
No.
Why not?
I don't know what it is.
Cycling proficiency is basically you take a, you know, you're on a bicycle and you do a little test and it makes you aware of roads and signals and things like that. Have you ever done that?
I've done something like that, but I haven't done a whole test like it.
Okay. Because that to me would be the ultimate thing to get you ready for and personally, you asked the question about driving. Bearing in mind that when I took my test and probably when your mum and dad took their test as well, it wasn't a two-part test. You got in, and if you could drive your car the way they wanted you to, you got passed. Okay.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you have to do the written test first. There is no reason why you can't do that age 15, 16, 17, is there?
No.
Do it in advance?
It's all about stopping distances as well. And
all of that.
It's more or less about remembering it and just keeping it in your head.
But wouldn't it be good to sort of say, right, okay, from here on in, if you're 14, even 13... you might be riding a bike. You need to know how to be safe on your bike.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll come back and we'll chat some more about that. But yeah, cycling proficiency with Mr. Croutier at Downside back in the 1970s, and it put me in good stead for when I got on the roads eventually. Talk your road sense. Take a quick break. We'll come back.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.
As a business, you have a legal responsibility to dispose of your waste in line with current government legislation. Island Environmental Hygiene Limited are an island company specialising in the collection of sanitary, clinical and hazardous waste, working closely with the Environment Agency to ensure your waste is disposed of legally. Our services are tailored to meet your needs. To find out more, visit islandhygiene.com or call 721-943.
Did you have a good day with Grandpa yesterday?
Yeah, we went to the Shipwreck Centre and Maritime Museum with Tarleton Barnes. It was amazing. They had loads of things found deep under the sea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like gold and silver coins, old diving suits and a real mermaid. I even did a treasure hunt and got a prize.
That sounds great. Did Grandpa have fun?
He loved it. And he loved the free parking.
That sounds like Grandpa.
The Shipwreck Centre and Maritime Museum. A real flavour of the maritime world. For more, go to shipwreckcentre.com. For over 70 years, White Building Materials have been the leading supplier of construction and building materials on the Isle of Wight, offering ready-mixed concrete, decorative aggregates, concrete blocks, and so much more. They're right here on your doorstep, unless, of course, you haven't built it yet, in which case you need White Building Materials. For more information, or if you have any questions regarding products and services, contact them on 01983 524 822 or check out the website whitebuildingmaterials.com. White Building Materials. Get your asphalt into gear and call them today.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Thank you. We've got Hannah in and we've got Toby in as well. Hello. Toby's topic is, just recap what it is, Toby.
How I believe that we aren't ready for work life in our everyday social skills.
Okay, you touched on a few things during the commercial break. You wanted to talk about passports?
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about how I don't think we never really get taught what passports are, how we use them, how to get passports.
Why you need one?
Well, you've got to go places, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know why you obviously need one? You've
got
one now.
I've got one.
You've been abroad?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned CVs. There's something else that I look at and I think, okay, what should be in a CV now? What should be in it? I mean, the good thing is, just say for instance, if you're 16, which you're not at the moment, but
yeah,
in when you're 16 and you're applying for jobs, or you could be applying for stuff in 2 years' time, you've got some experience on your CV where you've worked in a place of work and so on and so forth,
yeah,
which is good for the CV. I like that. Majority of youngsters haven't got that. So again, you know, compliment your school because they're actually doing it. They're a little bit more forward thinking than most because they're allowing you to do work experience once a week. What do they call that? Are they just calling it work experience?
Yeah.
But they do it. It comes under what sort of curriculum?
I don't know actually.
Would it come under like life skills, things like that?
Oh, I literally think it's just work experience. I think that's right. What it comes under.
But that what a great thing that is, because every week they release you from school so that you can go and get experience of work.
Yeah.
And it kind of, you know, stands you in good stead for when you do actually leave school. I wanted to talk about languages as well. Are you learning a language at the moment?
No, but I do know some languages, but that's from more of going on holiday and talking to people.
Do you think, though, you should learn more languages?
I think you should learn more languages in the way that the places that you go, not just because the only ones you really learn is French, Spanish, and German and Italian. That's the only ones you really learn. That's all the European ones. You never really get taught something like Chinese.
You're coming around to my way of thinking now, because this is one of my arguments. Is the reason why all of these things is not fit for purpose anymore, because times is changing.
Yeah,
and they're changing a lot. Yeah, you're right. When I was at school, and I bet when your parents at school, you were given the choice of French, Spanish, German, and what else?
Italian.
Never given the choice. I think they were the three options.
Yeah.
When it came down to our school in our time, it was French, Spanish, and German. When you think, okay, everybody's moving around and living in different countries now. You know, what's the most talked language? Mandarin. They don't teach Mandarin in school. Why not? There's more Mandarin peeps than anyone else. So what are we doing? So we've just gone for the bog standard, the basics. They're on our doorstep. Tick. No, you need to look at this. People need to look at this and think, what is this? Not fit for purpose anymore. We need to learn some other languages. We really do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people around us that we moan and groan because we can't understand them, but we're not even trying. We're not even trying. We're expecting them to learn English, and you know, let's be honest, they do. But we're not teaching other languages that are coming, people that are coming into our country. We're not teaching those languages, and we should be, so that we can communicate with them better.
Yeah.
It's just a cop-out to say French, Spanish, German. Brilliant.
The thing is, as well, you get people from countries like Sweden and Denmark that speak fluent English because that's the language that they were taught, but we never get taught how to speak Swedish and things like that.
No, that's true. Because I think the old British approach is, we don't have to because they know our language anyway. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, that ain't good enough.
Yeah.
It really isn't good enough. But it just highlights the point that I'm making is this needs to be modernised. It needs to be, you know, taken back to basics and teach people the basics. So when they leave school at 16, 17, 18, they've got some kind of education that will get them through things. You know, yeah. Not just the fact that they've got they can talk about, you know, maths, English. Yes, they are essential. Absolutely essential. Some of the lessons that you're doing, let's bring it back and put the focus on you. What are you learning at school at the moment?
Apart from the English, maths and science, I've got business,
right,
design technology, media, and then the financial course.
Okay, so you're learning a lot of stuff there. Is this, you've only just started doing this term, or did you do some of that last year?
I did business, media and design technology last year as well.
Okay, so what's the one you started this year?
Financial. Yeah.
So you've had 3-4 lessons so far?
Yeah, about that.
What have you learned?
Just about, well, I think I have, it's gone over stuff that I've already knew, but I guess the further we go in, the more technological it'll be.
You
hope. Not much at the moment.
We'll come back and do this again at Christmas time. And see how far we've gone, how far you've gone with it, and just to see how you've getting on. You got your hand up there. You don't have to put your hand up.
Sorry, but last year I did financial. I learned about how to pay bills and what bills so. Keep my focus on and what I need and what I don't need that so on.
Do you have bills? Do you have you know, finances coming in? Do you have things that you gotta pay for?
Like, I do pay my way.
Right.
Yeah. You know, to the household, yeah, I do pay rent, but I wanted to do that. My mum didn't ask me to pay rent.
Okay. Or, so you took it upon yourself to do that, which is honourable. I like that.
Yeah. We call at an age now to pay my rent.
Right.
Yeah. And
good for you.
And the way that I do that she takes her money out of my account every month or so.
That's I wouldn't have expected anything less from you, though, because that's the sort of person you are. And it is. What about you? Do you know the value of money? Or are you still learning it?
Actually, we actually spoke about this, the value of money. Like, what does the value of money mean to you? And I think, to me, it means... It sounds a bit different when you think about it. It means freedom at my age. Because when I have that bit of money in my hand, I can do what I want.
All right. Well, let's roll on a little bit further. You leave school at 18...
Yeah.
And you're still living at home with your mum. And you get a job. Okay? And you earn X amount of pounds. I don't know what the going rate is. But just say, for instance, you earn yourself £100 a week. Okay?
Yeah.
£100 a week. Are you aware that or have you had the conversation yet with your parents that your mum and your dad will take some finances off you out of that £100, or they'll expect some kind of payment for your keep? Have you heard that expression?
Yeah, no.
Because I had to explain that to my son when he was aged 14. Didn't understand it. Wouldn't want to understand it.
For my sister, at the minute, they take some money out, but I probably tell them to take 20% of whatever I earn.
Okay.
So that will go to... Mum usually sneakily puts it back in our account, but I would probably say to her, keep it, and then that means you can put it towards food for all of us.
Okay, so you're kind of learning the value of money by your sister paying her way.
Yeah.
And you know, I would imagine that you go into a lot of houses and kids paying their way. It's a drop in the ocean, really, for what they actually have. You know, yeah. Just say, for instance, if you're paying twenty quid a week, and it's £80 a month, and you've got a roof over your head. You've got the heating on whenever you need it. You've got all your shin done whenever you need it. Food, all that kind of stuff, your Wi-Fi and stuff like that. That's a good deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a really good deal. But it's taken that further because you need to know the value of everything and you need to know what people are paying for things because otherwise, when it comes down to it, you're going to buy a place and you won't be aware of it. And I've been banging on about this, you'll make the same mistakes as everyone else. Oh, I didn't realise I had to pay for that. Yeah. I didn't realise it was as expensive as that. And it just rotates and goes round and round in circles.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of your mum taking it and then putting it into an account, maybe and saving for it, giving it at a later date. It doesn't teach you a whole load of the value of money.
No.
But it just shows that she cares and she's got a heart.
Yeah,
I like that too. But it's one of those things where you talk to youngsters today and they have no clue about pay and keep. They haven't had the conversation yet. And
no.
You think, that's a bit of a worry. I don't think that comes from schools. I think that comes from parents, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think, to be fair, the schools don't have much to do with that because it's more of talk with your parents than the school. Because it's your parents' choice if they want to take the money off you that you earn or take some money off you, obviously. But the school can't say to you that you've got to give money to your parents.
No, absolutely. No. Absolutely. Yeah. I say some things come from home and some, you know, there's only so much the schools can do. But I think in some cases they can be working together. That's
like,
not one of them.
Like, for me, you know, how I found out about that by my older sister because my mum said to her when Steve was living with us, pay or keep.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that at the time, but now I do, and it just dawned on me. Like, I should be doing that because I'm really 3 years younger than her.
Yeah, and that's true. It's a good point. Good point to make. How much are you ready? I know you're 15. Can you hoover?
Yeah.
Could you empty the bag and the hoover if that's or you know, could you work?
Well, we've got the electron bar. Yeah, I can empty it out and then. Yeah.
And you do. Do you hoover on a regular basis?
I don't hoover on a regular basis myself, but probably like once a month or something.
Okay.
I would do it.
What about ironing?
Well, actually, to be fair, I do a lot of jobs myself. We kind of get taken on our own jobs. So, I mean, my sister doesn't do as much anymore because she does work, but I usually do stuff like the washing up, putting the clothes in the tumble dryer, putting the clothes in the washing machine, taking the clothes out and stuff like that.
And what? Hanging them up? Folding them up?
Yeah, like folding them up and putting them in separate piles for all of us.
And you iron as well?
We don't actually use the ironer, to be honest.
Don't you?
No.
Why is that then?
I think Mum lost the iron.
Well, it's sneaky because my wife bought me 5 shirts, work shirts, that don't need ironing.
Yeah.
And every time I threaten her that I'm going to get some new shirts, you better make sure that they're the ones that I don't have to iron. She doesn't like ironing at all.
Well, the problem is with me, with my ironing, it's that mum doesn't let me iron and begged her to keep an eye on me and let me do an ironing. And my mum's like, oh no, sit down. But mum, I need to learn.
Yeah, no, that's true. You do need to learn. What I like about you is you're willing to give it a go too, aren't you? Okay, so you do the ironing. The hoovering. Do you do the hoovering?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the dusting?
Oh, I hate the dusting.
Got to be done, though.
I do it at my dad's.
I can't wait.
That's a cop-out. Now yeah. you're being lazy. There's such a thing as a little step ladder, and there a little step. Everyone's got one of those little steps in the kitchen, haven't they?
Yeah. Okay, you got me.
So you can dust low down.
Yeah.
You might be a window cleaner doing bungalows. Or doll's house in your case. We should point out that Hannah is only about 3'6".
You are so nice to me.
What else you got on your list there, Toby? Because today's all about you.
I keep folding up for some reason.
Keep tidying up, see?
Yeah.
Tidying up.
I actually spoke about how this work experience...
I thought you were going to say, I actually smoke about...
yeah.
And I thought it was going to give us a number.
Yeah.
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 I actually smoke. What?
No, I actually spoke about this, about work experience. It was on that one.
Okay.
And how it has helped me. So it's not really helped me with, like, the dishwasher or something like that, but it's helped me with social skills and talking to people. And it's helped me kind of realise that what I need to do when I'm older and how I need to overcome things. That I never really knew I used to be able to.
Yeah, and that's good for you. Good for you. Yeah. I think it is. If you can talk, if you can communicate, if you can look people in the eye, and if you can, you know, listen and carry out instructions and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You get so many youngsters. This is what the Four P's is all about. You get so many youngsters coming. They've got zero confidence. They don't look in your eyes, and after a couple of weeks, they do. They have a conversation, and communication is the absolute key. It really is. And, you know, the one thing that you've learnt is you can't just sit on your backside and do nothing. There's always something for you to do, and there's never an excuse not to.
No.
That's it. End of.
No. I mean, when I came here, I couldn't stop talking.
I know.
Couldn't I?
Nothing's changed.
And I'm still cheeky to stay.
Yeah, but you know what? You bring something. That's what I like. You know, what you've got to look at is a period of time that you've been here. We're now talking about all of these interesting things, and that's something that you probably wouldn't have had the confidence to do when you first came in here 18 months ago.
Which is
great. You're part of this today. I mean, this is, you talked about, you know, when you were brought up and the way your sisters have been brought up and so on, and that's contributing something.
I mean, how I was brought up and how my sisters were brought up are very different, because I need so much care and... I don't want to be like them.
Do you know what? Sometimes I think, yes, you are right, because obviously you know more than we do. But then I look at you and I think, don't want to give people the wrong impression here, because you say you need lots of care. You got in here by yourself.
You did some
shoplifting on the way in, didn't you? Because you brought some clothes
in. I don't need loads of care, but I need... some care.
But you don't need much, do you? Let's be honest.
I don't need much.
You get yourself from A to B.
Yeah.
Steal your clothes on the way in here. Okay. And if somebody asks you,
I don't.
Well, you walked in with some earlier on, and we thought there's no bag. I reckon you just picked that up and walked out with it. Did you remember to pay?
I got oversleep.
You sure?
I can show you.
And in a minute, you'll Toby a cup of tea.
How can you
say about that, mate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my. I don't let anybody make my coffee apart from my wife, because she's had the training. No one else is allowed to. Whenever I got to my mum, she'd say, "How's your coffee?" "Not as good as the wife, sorry." Which doesn't go down very well. I don't know. We've got about 60 seconds, if that.
It's about paying bills, really.
That's
one of the main things.
Learning the basics.
Yeah.
The basics of life. You know, spend a bit more time doing those kind of things in schools, and not so much emphasis on, you know, poetry and things like that. Don't get me wrong, I'm not dissing poetry, but I'm just thinking, but there has to be a happy mix of these things being taught from home and in school, where it's carried on at either end. And at the end of all of that, the one thing that we've got to have is, you got to be ready for the outside world. How ready do you think you are?
out of 10, probably about 5.
Which is good, because you've got a few years yet.
Yeah.
Enjoy those few years.
Yes.
Seriously, enjoy.
Enjoy, Rachel. When you do, it's down.
Yeah, it's all downhill from there on. Thank you. Thanks, Hannah, and thank you, Toby.